In this bulletin, Germany and France sign a new treaty to renew their place in the European Union. A plane carrying an English Premier League footballer goes missing, and in tennis, Ashley Barty's Australian Open comes to an end. With the latest SBS News, I'm Tara Cozzoletto. Germany and France have signed a new treaty, aimed at breathing new life into their place at the centre of the European Union. German Chancellor Angela Merkel and French President Emmanuel Macron are calling for a revival of cross-border cooperation. Ms. Merkel says international cooperation is more important than ever.
Einerseits ist das Europa von heute.
On the one hand, today's Europe hardly compares to the Europe of 1963. Neither with regard to the level of integration, nor with regard to the number of member countries. On the other hand, populism and nationalism are becoming stronger in all our countries. For the first time with Great Britain, a country is leaving the European Union.
Mr. Macron agrees.
Nous aimons nos patries. Nous aimons.
We love our homelands, we love our friendship, and that what unites us, and we love Europe. And because we love it, we have decided to continue doing it, with force, with enthusiasm, and determination. Long live our friendship, and long live Europe.
Avec détermination. Vive notre amitié, et vive l'Europe.
A small plane carrying an international footballer and a pilot has gone missing. Argentinian Emiliano Sala signed for English Premier League club Cardiff City for $27 million on Friday. He was not required to train with Cardiff until Tuesday, so he flew back to Nantes to say goodbye to his friends and teammates. A search by British and French coast guards has been suspended until morning. Keith Morgan, Cardiff City Supporters Trust chairman, says everyone at the club is shocked.
This was a player that was only due to meet most of his new teammates today in training. So the players didn't really get to know him and meet him. And I think the club's first priority will be seeing, well, what can they do to assist in what is a very tragic situation.
The United States Supreme Court has backed President Donald Trump's transgender military ban. The conservative majority Supreme Court voted 5-4 in favor of lifting injunctions blocking the ban, while challenges and debates continue in lower courts. The policy prohibits from serving any transgender person who requires or who has undergone gender transition. Mr. Trump announced in 2017 the U.S. would no longer accept or allow transgender citizens to serve in the military, citing what he termed tremendous medical costs and disruption. Back home, a dumped Liberal Party candidate Grant Shultz says he will run as an independent for the New South Wales federal seat of Gilmore. It follows the Liberal Party's decision to install former Labor National President Warren Mundine as its candidate, pushing out Mr. Shultz, who had been locally pre-selected to run in the seat. Mr. Shultz says he has resigned from the Liberal Party and plans to run as an independent in the South Coast electorate.
I can no longer be a member of a party that does not support democracy or act with integrity. The Prime Minister has stated that he believes in a fair go. He has not given me that.
The Liberal Party holds the seat of Gilmore by just 0.7%. Bahraini footballer and Australian permanent resident Hakim Al-Arabi says he's losing hope in his battle to be released from a Thai prison. Mr. Al-Arabi was visiting Thailand with his wife in November when he was arrested by authorities because of an Interpol red notice warrant issued by the Bahraini government. The Bahraini government alleged Mr. Al-Arabi vandalised a police station and are requesting that Thai officials send him back to Bahrain for punishment. He's been detained in Bangkok for 57 days. Former Socceroos captain Craig Foster has been visiting Mr. Al-Arabi in Bangkok Remand Prison. Mr. Foster says he assured the player the football community cares for him and is working hard on his behalf.
The case has been ongoing so long now that he's worried, as he said, that Bahrain are winning. And he said, I need you guys to win. And I told him that the players of the world are fighting hard for him. And I said, I believe we're going to win the battle.
Now to sport, and Ashley Barty's 2019 Australian Open has come to an end after a 6-1, 6-4 defeat by the Czech Republic's Petra Kvitova. Barty was attempting to become the first Australian woman to reach the semi-finals since Wendy Turnbull in 1984. Kvitova will now face unseeded American Danielle Collins on Thursday. And now a look at today's weather. In Perth, showers, 22 degrees. Adelaide, sunny, 39. In Melbourne, partly cloudy, 25 degrees. Hobart, an early shower to 19. In Canberra, more showers, 35 degrees. Wollongong, a possible shower, 27. Much the same in Sydney, 30 degrees. Newcastle, more showers, 32. In Brisbane, mostly sunny, 34 degrees. Cairns, a shower or two, 32. And in Darwin, rain with a likely storm, 31 degrees. I'm Tara Cozzoletto. This is SBS News.